Another story from the ninth canto. King Paruravas' attachment to his wife Uravashi. After describing the descendants of the Surya Vamsha, the Sun Dynasty, Shukadeva Goswami began describing the Soma Vamsha, the descendants of the moon god. Atri and his wife Anasuya gave birth to Soma, the moon. And he was made director of the Brahmins, drugs, herbs, and various stars. King Soma performed a Rajasiya sacrifice, became proud of his power, and kidnapped the wife of the Brahmin Brihaspati. Her name was Tara. Brihaspati requested Soma to return his wife, refused to, and a great fight took place between the demigods and the demons. Because of perpetual enmity towards Brihaspati, Shukracharya, the guru of the demons, took Soma's side, and all the demons joined Shukracharya and fought on behalf of Soma, who is also a demigod. There's two demigods fighting each other. They fought against the demigods and Brihaspati. Lord Shiva came to the aid of the demigods. So this whole devastation of the demons and demigods, this war broke out all because of a woman, for the sake of Tara, because of Soma, or injured, or what do you say, Chandradeva, or Soma's uncontrolled lust, he kidnapped Brihaspati's wife Tara, and then everybody went to war. Angira Rishi informed Brahma about how serious was his battle over Tara. So finally, Brahma intervened and gave Tara back to Brihaspati, but she was pregnant. And she gave birth to a child after getting rebuked by Brihaspati for being pregnant. Very beautiful golden-hued body, and the father Soma and Brihaspati, the husband of Tara, they both wanted the child, they both got attached. And they started fighting over possession of the child. It's my child. No, it's mine. And then all the rishis and demigods came and said, "Listen, Tara, whose kid is it?" So in a private place, Tara told Brahma that the Soma god was the father. Soma, the moon god, was the father. So then the child was given to Soma. And Brahma saw he's very intelligent, that son of Tara and Soma, so he gave him the name Buddha. And Soma, Chandradeva, he raised his son with great happiness. And his son of Buddha was Parurava. And this is the story here. So due to a curse, Uravashi took on some human-like habits. And Paruvarva heard about her beauty, and he came to her, the court of Indra, and Uravasi became attracted to him and vice versa, pierced by the cupid's arrows. As soon as the king saw the beauty of this woman, Uravasi, his eyes started shining with ecstasy, which is usually the first thing that happens. When a man sees a woman he's attracted to or interested in, his eyes start glistening with interest, shining. And I don't know about this, but not only were his eyes shining happily, but King Paruvarava's bodily hairs were standing on end. Then he spoke in very gentle, soft words to the beautiful Uravasi, celestial damsel. This is usually the other way the man seduces a woman, looks at her very interestedly with gleaming eyes, shining eyes, and speaks very softly and gently. "Oh, most beautiful woman, welcome. Please sit here. What can I do for you?" Let's pass our life happily together, enjoying conjugal bliss. And Ravasi replied, what woman would not be attracted to you? All right, although I'm a resident of earth, of heaven, I will become your wife under some conditions. On earth, I will become your wife. First, I have these two lambs that are like my sons, and you have to protect them. And secondly, I never want to see you naked except at night during a time of union. So one can see the standard of dress or behavior of the demigods and celestial beings on Swarga and Indraloka compared to the earthly beings of Kali Yuga. Puruvara, although she's a celestial Apsara, one of the concubines of Indra, and she's freely now mixing with King Puruvara, still they have such a high standard of morality and decency on the heavenly planets. They only eat sattvic food cooked in ghee. They don't eat all kinds of dead animals and fish and birds and all the things that humans here eat. And they're very chaste in their dress, although they enjoy life to the max. They don't parade around the streets of Swarga half naked, with all their bodily parts showing, with various skimpy dresses and clothes that show off their bodies, and they're very chaste. And so she made this condition because she was dealing with an earthly person who may not be so strict and chastity or morality as the standard of the heavenly planets where she comes from. So the king said, of course, you're so wonderful and all attractive. Who would not want to serve such a goddess as you? So then they enjoyed here and there together, and Puruvara was totally excited by the celestial lotus flower fragrance of Urvashi's physical form. And one day King Indra said, wait a minute, where's my Urvashi? So then the Gandharvas were sent by Indra to bring her back. So first they stole the two lambs that were like Urvashi's sons. And then they were crying, and she woke up and she rebuked her husband and said, you fool, you promised to protect my two sons in the form of these lambs, and the Gandharvas have kidnapped them. So go do something, you coward. So pierced by these sharp words, TNT, of his consort, Urvashi, he picked up his bow and arrow and went outside. Of course, he wasn't even dressed. He was in bed. He was naked. He was chasing here and there, and Urvashi said, well, listen, the two conditions of our living together have been violated. You didn't protect my two lambs, and I've seen you naked, so I'm leaving. And he said, oh, cruel one, let's talk for some time. Don't kill me like this. So Urvashi disappeared, and needless to say, King Puruvara went crazy. He was a madman, intensely attached, looking all over the place for her. And he found her at Kurukshetra on the banks of the river Saraswati. And he said, oh, my dear wife, oh, most cruel one, I know I made you unhappy, but you shouldn't have given me up for that reason. Let's talk for some time, work it out. If you don't accept me again, I'll die on the spot. Then Urvashi preached to him some hard facts about a woman's heart. Of course, modern women who read the Bhagavatam, they may disagree with this, but they say it takes one to know one. Urvashi is the most beautiful, voluptuous, and attractive woman in the material universe, practically. Urvashi and Ramburu, Tilotama, these are all consorts of Indra and the heavenly planets. highly sought after and very much described in the Vedic literatures, their various exploits with different kings and whatnot. On the 9th canto, chapter 14, verse 36, Uravashi tries to enlighten King Puruvara about the actual nature of women in general, and specifically of her. In verse 36, Kwapi sakyam navai strinam vrikanam rilayam yata. He said, listen, king, don't you know that the heart, that you should not keep friendship, that the heart of a woman is like a fox, vrika rilayam. Listen, my dear husband, don't you understand? The heart of a woman is like a fox. As such, there is no use to make friendship with women. Sakyam na vai strinam. Indeed, sakyam strinam, to make friendship with women is not advised. No, this is a woman advising him. Very interesting. She's using the word vrika. Vrika nam riryam yata. Kwapi sakyam nave strinam vrika nam riryam yata. Hearts are like foxes, very cunning, clever. So why are you making friendship with them? Basically, she's saying, because you have made friendship with me, a archetypal woman, a characteristic woman, you're stupid, you're a fool, and you've been outfoxed. I've outfoxed you. Very interesting phrase. Sometimes in America, one of the slang words, they say, oh, she's a very foxy woman. And little do they know that this word fox is right out of the pages of the Bhagavad Puran, Shastra Pramanam. Then she says in the next verse, 37, more explanation about the characteristics and nature of women. Sriyo yakarona krura dharmarsha priyasahasa krinantyaparte pi vishrabdam patim brat. Saram apyuta. O King Puruvara, don't you know? Women as a class, striya, indeed, women, they have four characteristics she lists here: akaruna, krura, duramarsha, and Priya Sahasa. They are merciless. They have compassionateless. They have no compassion. They're merciless. Akaruna. And they're cunning. And they're krura. They're cunning and cruel. Krura means cunning and cruel. And Durmarsha, they're intolerant. Priya Sahasa, for their own pleasure, they can do anything. To what extent? They can even kill. Grinanti alpa arte. They can even kill alpa arte for a small gain, alpa art, or a small gain or a slight cause or reason, alpa art, a very small benefit, some money, some position, some control, some land, some house. Grinantya aparte pivishrabdam. For even an insignificant gain or a small gain, they can kill a faithful husband. Vishrabda pati. Or their brat, or even their brother. So women are so merciless and cruel and intolerant, they can even kill their husband or brother. And she says in text 38, Vidaya lika vishrambam agyeshu tyaktasorida navam navam abipsantya pumshchalya swarya vrittaya. O King Puruvara, don't you know? Women are very easily allured and seduced by other men. Pumshchalya. And thus they give up their friendship of a man who is their well-wisher. Tyakta Sorida. And establish false friendship among faithless men, foolish men. Vidaya alika vishramban. They establish or they place their false faith unto foolish men, ageshu. Indeed, it is the nature of women to seek newer and newer friends, one after another. Navam navam abhipsantya, desiring newer and newer friends. Very interesting. Preaching a very experienced and realized woman of the world, telling the earthly king the facts of life. So Ravishi was considering Puruvara to be wasting his valuable form of life. She was frankly explaining the nature of women. But he was so attached that she agreed to give him some concession. And she said, I'll meet you once every year and bear a child. So that was done, and some children were produced. At the end of the allotted time, she left. And he said, if you want to be reunited with me again, then you should take shelter of the Gandharvas. So Puruvara engaged in so many prayers, and he received some duplicate Urvashi. But when he enjoyed with her, he understood she wasn't the same person. She was a duplicate. And then he went home and meditated upon Urvashi. And then Treta Yuga began. This was the end of Satyuga, I suppose. And he started doing some yajna. And he got blessed by that yajna. And he went to where she was. A very interesting story of Urvashi and King Puruvara. Extremely attached. That most beautiful woman. Many nice points have been revealed in the story about the extent of attachment and how we become a dancing dog in the hands of woman due to our uncontrolled senses, when we should use our vital energy and life span to surrender to God and realize God.